Did you see that television program on air travel last night?
Yes. The part about overcoming jet lag was interesting. I was surprised that the expert recommended not eating for the entire journey and avoiding sleeping on the plane.
I was too, as I read an article on the subject in the past that suggested the opposite. It claimed that it was important not to miss meals and that taking a nap on the plane was the best way to adjust to a new time zone.
Well, the expert on the show did cite research supporting her recommendations, so I guess I'll give it a try next time I fly a long distance. Jet lag is a big problem for me, and has been for the last few years, even though I never suffered from it before.
Well, she did say that jet lag often becomes more of a problem after 40, so I guess I'm lucky that I can still adjust to different time zones well. My problem is I'm afraid to fly.
Oh, I didn't know that. Actually, my mother is terrified of airplanes to the point where she can't even fly, so our family vacations were always by car or train.
I'm not as bad as that. I just get anxious before I fly and feel nervous the whole time we're in the air, which is why I was hoping the television program would cover that topic more than it did.
Yeah, that segment was too brief, especially as so many people have that problem. She said 20% of people are afraid to fly.
Actually, it was a quarter of people, so the problem really is widespread and deserves attention.